can I associate my party with the comments made about the unfolding human tragedy in Turkey and Syria, and with the warm words to welcome our ally, President Zelensky. He will know that this country and this House has total support for Ukraine's resistance to Vladimir Putin's illegal invasion. And it is a source of great pride that the British people have stood firm, united and unwavering in support of the brave heroes of Ukraine. Mr. Speaker, when President Zelensky addressed this House last year, he asked that we treat Russia as a terrorist state. Since then, Liberal Democrats have been urging the government to fulfil that request by proscribing the Wagner mercenary group. They are doing Putin's bidding, carrying out atrocities against Ukrainians on a daily basis. So on this symbolic day, Mr. Speaker, will the Prime Minister finally commit to proscribing the Wagner group, a crucial part of treating Russia as the rogue state that it is?
Mr. Speaker, we have taken a lead from the beginning of this conflict in sanctioning and taking action against those entities connected with the war effort in Russia and beyond. With regard to Wagner Group, the Honourable Gentleman will know that we have already sanctioned the Wagner Group in its entirety, as well as taking specific action against particular leaders, as he'll know. With regard to prescriptions, it's not something that we routinely comment on in public, but rest assured we continue to keep all of the prescriptions that we have under review.